Welcome to the study of Joseph. We are on number 7 on our study sheet, and we are just glad that you could join us, whoever you may be and wherever you may be from as well. We're grateful that you can be on this. I think of Bruce and Donna for sure are probably listening. I know maybe Coco Germanson might be on as well. We are grateful for your spending time with us. So we're going to go on our review questions over last week first before we get into today's lesson. So the review questions, the first one is, what were the dreams of Pharaoh that bothered him? They had to do with blank and heads of blank.
Fat cows and heads of wheat.
You got it.
I couldn't forget last night.
You got it. And then two, why did Pharaoh call for Joseph? He could blank dreams.
Interpret.
He could interpret. You guys are good today. Man. What took place before Joseph could see Pharaoh? He had to be blank up.
Cleaned up.
Washed up. However you want to say it. Which means he would probably have to be shaved, because the Egyptians were pretty much hairless face people. He had to get his hair cut. He probably showered. And he got probably some clean clothes on, because he had been where?
Jail, prison.
He's been in prison for how long?
2 years.
Yeah, it's like 2 years. So, I mean, it's 2 years of scrungy, scruffy stuff. Is on him, but he gets all cleaned up before he goes to Pharaoh, because Pharaoh asked for him when he found out that maybe he could help him interpret his dreams that he has had about the cows and the grain. So the dreams were a warning about a great blank.
Let me ask a question.
Yes, sir.
Number one, I didn't catch that one. They had to do with
cows and heads of grain. You know, they had fat Hereford cows.
I remember that.
You know, that got eaten by the scrawny, skinny Hereford cow.
They were too nice. Maybe
they were the scrawny ones, or Angus.
I was waiting for him to say that last night.
I wasn't thinking.
Black cows.
I should have said that, though.
Yeah. Okay, so number four, the dreams were a warning about a great famine.
Correct. Yep. Okay. Big famine. 7 years that famine would be. And the last of the review questions, what was the result of Joseph's time with Pharaoh? He was promoted from being a prisoner to blank minister of Egypt.
He had a title.
I put
him.
He was
prime minister.
Prime. Second only to Pharaoh.
But he was really a... Yeah, like a vice president. He was second in command over all of Egypt. Pharaoh was still number one. So that brings us then to today's study, which is Genesis 41 through 42, verse 2. So first question is, what did Pharaoh do to Joseph that would tell everyone in Egypt that he had Pharaoh's authority? I didn't say anything about this one last night.
Took off his signet. Would it be his signet ring?
Yep.
A ring.
So think of it. You know, Pharaoh is doing all of this. He takes his ring off of his finger and he gives it to Joseph. And he puts that ring on Joseph's what?
Finger.
And the signet ring is, there's something very special about that ring. What is it?
Authority.
It's authority. But he would use it to sign with wax,
you know,
or clay. He would stick it in there, and with, you know, there's only one
English.
One ring like that, so that if Joseph would show what that imprint was, I mean, they knew it was Pharaoh, and he was a very important man, and therefore people would obey what he would have to say. They would take very good notice and follow what he would say to them. All right, what else did Pharaoh do for Joseph? The B. What did he give to Joseph other than the ring?
Clothes.
Ah, just I just put robes, some very, very fancy robes of fine linen. And then he put what around his neck?
A gold chain.
Yeah, a gold chain. He's got some bling there. A gold necklace, a gold chain necklace around his neck.
Should we read this all first?
Oh, yeah, it's a good idea. That's a lot to read, but we should do that. Okay, good idea. Thanks, Dina. You remind me of my wife.
Yeah, I thought of Sharon.
She goes, how come you didn't read all that? Okay, well, let's just go with...
didn't we read some of that last week?
42. Yeah, let's just go with verse 41 of chapter 41 and just go till 42:2. I'll stop you when we get there. Read how much ever you want. Who'd like to start? And you can pass. So go ahead, Lynn.
Oh, okay. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, "See, I have set you over all the land of Egypt." Then Pharaoh took his signet ring off his hand and put it on Joseph's hand. And he clothed him in garments of fine linen and put a gold chain around his neck.
Where have we heard that before?
The question?
Okay, keep going.
And?
Oh, you want me to go next?
Yeah, go ahead, Dina.
43. Mm-hmm. He had him ride in a chariot as his second in command, and men shouted before him, "Make way." Thus he put him in charge of the whole land of Egypt. Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, "I am Pharaoh, but without your word, no one will lift hand or foot in all of Egypt."
I'll pass.
Go ahead, Norma.
Pharaoh gave Joseph the name Sephanapana.
Very good. That's pretty good. I know why that. I can see why Denny would pass.
Yeah.
Make you say that name.
I stopped just in time.
That was just a hard name.
And he gave him Asenna, daughter of
Potiphera,
priest of On, as his wife. Thus Joseph gained authority over the land of Egypt. Joseph was 30 years old when he entered the service of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And Joseph went out from the presence of Pharaoh and went through all the land of Egypt. During the 7 plenteous years, the earth produced abundantly. He gathered up all the food of the 7 years when there was plenty in the land of Egypt and stored up food in the cities. He stored up in every city the food from the fields around it. So Joseph stored up grain in such abundance, like the sand of the sea, that he stopped measuring it. It was beyond measure.
Before the years of famine came, 2 sons were born to Joseph by his wife. I can't say her name. Daughter of Potiphera, priest of On. Joseph named the firstborn Manasseh and said, "It is because God has made me forget all my trouble and all my father's household." The second son he named Ephraim, and said, "It is because God has made me fruitful in the land of my suffering." The 7 years of abundance in Egypt came to an end, and the 7 years of famine began, just as Joseph had said. There was famine in all the other lands, but in the whole land of Egypt there was food. When all Egypt began to feel the famine, the people cried to Pharaoh for food. Then Pharaoh told all the Egyptians, "Go to Joseph and do what he tells you." 56. Go ahead, Lynn.
The famine was over all the face of the earth, and Joseph opened all the storehouses and sold to the Egyptians. And the famine became severe in the land of Egypt. So all countries came to Joseph in Egypt to buy grain, because the famine was severe in all the lands.
Did Dale want to read? Did you
want to
read, Dan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't know if you wanted to or not.
When Jacob learned that there was grain in Egypt, he said to his sons, Why do you just keep looking at each other? He continued. I have heard that there is grain in Egypt. Go down there and buy some for us so that we may live and not die.
All right, stop right there. Okay, so we go back to 1B. No, we go to 1C. Mm-hmm. Pharaoh gave Joseph a blank and some bodyguards that blank before him. Make blank.
Gave him a chariot.
Gave him a chariot, yeah. Was it a Royal Royce, a Cadillac?
Probably.
A BMW? I mean, I don't know. Gave him a chariot. Gave him some bodyguards. You know, I think of, you know, when the president goes someplace, there's always bodyguards around him. Like, I think really of, I guess it would probably be even the Pope has bodyguards that are running alongside the Pope mobile as well. And so they're running before him as Joseph is in the chariot because he's the number two guy in all of Egypt. And what are they saying as he's riding his chariot? Make way. It's kind of like, you know, here we come. Let us through. We're here. And of course, you might imagine, I mean, the streets at that time were a lot different than what they are today. You'd have a lot of people with a lot of other different things in those streets. So, I mean, they would kind of clear out the way for his chariot to get through to wherever he wants to go.
That's something interesting here at the bottom. They were just saying, like, if Joseph had had these other experiences, he may not have been qualified or been able to do as good a job for Pharaoh. So, I mean, that happens with us, too.
Yeah. Well, just think of his time in prison. How many years was he there?
Two.
At least two more years, but you know, things were going on at that time that we don't have any idea what they were. But to be, you know, for him, prison life could not have been too exciting. The same thing day after day, even though it seemed like he had a little bit more freedom to do things in the prison than a lot of these other guys did. But you know, God's still at work, even in times we cannot see what's going on. And so he was being prepared for this time that he is brought into that he himself never, ever imagined that he would have power like this or from rags to riches is kind of really where he goes here. So D, it says, Pharaoh made Joseph blank in command in all Egypt.
Second in command.
So he's second. Or we get the vice president type of thing, or the prime minister kind of thing. So, all right, number two. Pharaoh gave Joseph a blank name that Norma said so good.
A new name.
No, it's not new.
It's not. Oh.
What kind of a name is?
An Egyptian.
Yeah, Egyptian.
That's what you want.
Yeah. Egyptian name, which, you know, it's kind of something I really didn't expect. But, you think of all the things that Pharaoh is doing for Joseph, preparing him for the task that is at hand. He even gives him an Egyptian name. He doesn't go by Joseph. Pharaoh gave Joseph a blank.
Was it a wife?
It was a wife, yes.
Just a woman.
It was a wife.
All right.
Who was the daughter of Potipharah, who was the priest. So this is the father-in-law, the dad of the daughter that is the wife given to Joseph by Pharaoh. And he was a priest of On. Now that means he was a religious man, but his god was the sun god.
Oh.
The god called Ra. R-A. Or R-E, however you want to pronounce it. But he's a sun god, a priest of the sun god. His daughter was given to Joseph. How old was Joseph when he entered the service of the king of Egypt? Last night?
30.
Same age as Jesus. And how often was Joseph at home during this time? This is kind of a thing. What do you think?
Not much.
I don't see
how. Enough to father two sons.
Well, he wasn't around a whole lot. I mean, you think of his job, it took him to, he was gone a lot. He was just away from home, setting up and planning all these things. So, I mean, he was helping these people in construction work. They were all Mr. Fix-It employees, I think they were. So he wasn't home a lot, and when he was, I'm sure he was probably pretty wore out, but yet he was a family man.
I wonder how many acres they actually could farm, you know, back.
On the Nile?
Along the Nile.
Still quite a bit, you know. But I think he had to set up granaries in a lot of these other towns. Mm-hmm. And then they had to make sure grain got to those places and filled them up for the famine that was coming.
Another thing that we don't know is, was the climate different back then?
Than it is now?
Than it is now.
Well, we know it got hot there.
That was before the Great Flood, right?
No, this is after.
No, this is after.
After the Great Flood?
Yep. Yeah, this is after.
This is after.
Yeah. Yep. Well, see, there might have been, because of the Great Flood, there might have been a lot more moisture in Egypt at that time.
Well, it was,
and that's right at the equator.
Well, that's quite a ways. It's quite a ways north of the equator.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think like Tanzania, I think, is on the equator, something close in there. You know, further south in Africa would be the equator. But the Nile would. Oh. The Nile, of course, didn't have no dams on it. So I mean, there would be flooding that would take place. And, of course, then there's the silt that goes with that. I mean, that's why it's such a prosperous area for agriculture. But the time came when there was no water. There was no rain for it to flood. And so the people suffered. But because of the foresight and the dreams that Pharaoh... You know, think of Pharaoh. If he wouldn't have been bothered by the dreams that he had, if he just said, oh, it's just a dream, I just had pizza before I went to bed, something, you know, type of thing. But they took dreams seriously in that culture, and I think that even happens today in a lot of different cultures. Dreams are very important.
They're scary to me sometimes.
And sometimes I'm glad to wake up.
Yeah, and I think, what does this mean?
Yeah.
I want someone to...
I just go like, I'm just so glad I'm out of the Army. usually I have nightmares about being in the Army.
Really?
I do. Still to this day, I just go like...
Wow.
Oh, yeah. So I'm glad to wake up. Okay. Three. Just like the interpretation of Pharaoh's dreams, the first blank years...
Seven, isn't it?
Seven? No, seven is also...
A holy number.
A holy number. It means perfection. Complete. It's God's number, seven is. The land produced a blank blank.
Bountiful crop.
A bumper crop.
How's it going to say bumper?
Bountiful would still work.
Mm-hmm.
Bumper crop. It was so much that Joseph stopped keeping
records.
Interesting. Stop keeping records because it was just too much. That's hard to believe. The huge quantities of grain was like the blank of the blank.
Sand of the sea.
Sand of the sea.
Oh, yeah.
That means there was a lot.
You're trying to count the sand.
There was a lot. True or false, number four. Joseph became a father during the 7 years of famine.
Famine.
Oh.
Joseph became father.
No, before the years of famine came, Joseph had two sons.
Yeah, there you go. It is really true.
So the answer is?
False.
False. Correct. Just seeing if you're staying awake here. All right, the names. The names have meanings. So Joseph's two sons mean something. The first one was Manasseh. What does Manasseh mean according to Joseph?
It's because God has made me forget all my troubles.
Yep. And what, you know, he's thinking about what trouble?
With his father.
Probably with
his brothers.
His brothers, with, you know. and then probably just being in Egypt as a slave. And, you know, he was not remembered by the...
So what's the meaning of the name? Forget
Manasseh. Manasseh means God has made me forget all my troubles.
Okay.
That's what Manasseh means. And then Ephraim means what?
Just a second.
Because God has made me fruitful.
Yep.
In the land of my affliction.
Suffering.
Yep, in my suffering,
I know, mine's a little bit different.
Ephraim.
Translation.
So what do you learn about Joseph in the meanings of these names?
You always put God in there.
Yeah, yeah. He never forgot God. And, you know, his God was different from the Egyptians. Remember, the Egyptians were polytheists. I mean, they had many gods. But to Joseph, there was only the God of the Hebrews that he always referred to and remained faithful to. Do you think... at this time, he had forgiven what had taken place to him in his life by his family, his own brothers, and by the cupbearer. Do you think he's forgiven them at this time, or do you think he's probably not quite there yet? I don't know.
I don't think he's quite there because he said his firstborn son, it said, because God has made me forget all my trouble and all my father's household. So he's still remembering it, but maybe he's forgiven. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
He's moved on.
He's just kind of moving on.
He's moved on, yeah.
But, you know, he was... What age was he about when he was sold by his brothers and dealt with?
17?
16,
you know, 17, something like that.
I mean, he was early 20s.
Oh, early 20s.
Or 17. You know, anywhere between 17 and 20 type of thing in there. I mean, he's just kind of a... wet behind the ears kind of a guy. But now that he's 30, he's had some time to process all these things that are going on. He's been able to see that God has been with him in remarkable ways. That he, God's been preparing him for this along the way.
Maybe he's looking back like we do sometimes, you know, when we come through something.
Right.
And then we look back and go,
Yeah.
see God was there.
Yeah. Number six, what tells you how serious the famine was? What tells you how serious...
Running out of food.
Were they running out of food?
Yeah, that's what it says.
The people were famished.
The people cried
to Pharaoh for bread.
They're crying out to Pharaoh for food. And seven, what does Pharaoh say to the people as they were all saying, we want food?
Go to Joseph.
Go to Zephaniah.
Yeah. I just call him Joseph. It's easier. He just told the people, well, go talk to Joseph.
Says Joseph.
Do what he tells you to do.
And do what he tells you. All right, so true or false? Pharaoh passes the buck to Joseph. True or false?
True.
You know, or...
Did he really pass it to him, or he just gave him the authority before that to handle everything?
Yeah. That's a good point, then.
He wanted to pass it on.
That's a good point, because did Pharaoh have confidence that Joseph could take care of
him? Right.
I think so.
You know? Yeah. Because then you could change your answer. It can be however you look at it, if it's going to be true or false. But it sure seems to me that from the beginning, Pharaoh really trusted Joseph's judgment and his discernment in things, his wisdom. You know, Joseph was a pretty smart guy. You know, think of being a tattletale, cocky young shepherd boy.
I mean, he lined him up with the priest's daughter for a wife. You know, that was a big deal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was a big deal, is right. That's how they kind of kept peace between other families and
nations.
Sometimes, yeah. All right, we're getting down to the last two questions here. Number nine, how far reaching was the famine?
Through all the land.
Throughout the Egypt and?
Surrounding
all
countries.
All, you know, it affected a huge area. Even to the point, it got really tough up there where in the land of Canaan, the promised land, became where it wasn't so promising anymore. And you got, I think that's where Jacob comes into the picture here now, number 10. So the answer is there, throughout Egypt and all countries came to buy blank from Joseph.
Grain.
Ten, what was happening with Joseph's family during this time?
They were starving too.
Jacob gets on his son's case and tells them to blank to Egypt before they starve to death. Kind of like, you guys, get down to Egypt where there's grain. Which is very interesting of how God's going to use this. Uses a famine for Joseph and his family way back there in Egypt that treated him very, very tough. I mean, they wanted to actually kill him and tore off that multicolored coat of many colors.
The Technicolor dream coat.
The Technicolor dream.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of where we stop. We stop right there. Because it's a good place to stop, where you got Jacob finally tells his sons, there's grain in Egypt, now you guys get down there and get some. And now there's going to be more drama that's going to take place.
Yeah.
Does he send all of his sons down there? Or just...
Well, he doesn't send Benjamin.
He keeps Benjamin. Why does he keep Benjamin, do you think?
Because he's Rachel's offspring.
And... what else?
He's the youngest.
He's the youngest. He's the baby of the family. But yeah, he's the last. I mean, according to Jacob, he thinks that Joseph is what?
Dead.
He's deader than a doornail. And what he had, the evidence that was given to him was his coat of many colors.
With blood on
it. It had the blood of a goat, but you know, Jacob didn't know it was the blood of a goat. And what he was told by his own sons... he just figured that a wild animal had killed him and eaten him, and that's all that was left of him was shredded.
How old was Benjamin at this time?
How old?
Yeah.
Good question. You know, he's got to be in his 20s by this time.
Because the other was 30, we say at this time. Joseph was 30.
Yeah.
But he had to know him. When he was about 16,
right?
Or so.
Yeah. So I mean, he was 17 when he what was he? He was 17 when he would go out and check on his other brothers.
Right.
Benjamin was born. You would just say, you know, he was born probably 2 years or so after him.
And then Rachel died.
And Rachel died giving birth to Benjamin.
Yeah.
So I mean, that was the end of Rachel. But her last son was Benjamin. She had a different name for him, and then I think Jacob changed the name to make it more positive. But, you know, so he's lost his son, in his mind, Joseph, from Rachel already. He would keep Benjamin back because he loved Rachel. And so the interesting thing is that who notices who first in Egypt?
Joseph.
Are you sure?
No, I'm not sure.
Okay, we'll get to that.
Next week, huh? Stay tuned.
We'll get to that. But I just think it's a tremendous story.
It's a wonderful story.
Of
God at work is just amazing.
I mean,
it's amazing.
You could write a book
Oh, you couldn't write that.
But you could. I mean, you could never think of doing something like what goes on here. But we'll pick up from there. Next time, we'll start with Genesis 42, beginning with verse 3.
I'd like to talk about something I asked about last.